Alan.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Sorry, put up your microphone.
Yes.
Now, sorry. Tell me about these smells that you want to tell me about.
Oh no, we just came across a story today of some news that was revealed a while back by Airwick, and they released that's the smelly things that you put in a house.
Mm. They artificial smells.
Yeah, other brands are available. Mm-hmm. So they revealed what was the best smell of all time. We won't reveal it just yet. We will reveal it later on.
Okay.
But they have revealed what the best.
Are you telling
smell
me we're really going to build up and keep people?
Well, we're just wondering if anyone can
waiting?
Guess what it is, or is it similar to what people already have as their favourite smell?
Okay. Okay. Well, what's your favourite smell?
I love this. I'm going to look and sound like a weirdo now on the radio. I love.
Listen, you haven't said it yet. So
you know when you eat?
We'll be the.
No, because I told you earlier on, and your reaction was horrifying. You looked at me and you went, "Jesus, you're weird."
I did just say you're a weirdo.
Yeah, I love when you eat curry chips, right?
Mm, now curry chips, I absolutely love that smell.
Out of a tray, and you know the way if you're out on the night and you get the curry chips, and you might get a bit of that curry sauce in your hand.
Yeah.
The other way you can still smell it later on. I love that.
What do you mean when you can still smell it later on?
Do you know what? If you've been out on the town and you haven't kind of washed your hands and the curry sauce has gone into your, it seeps into your skin. You know that smell? I love that smell off the curry off your hands later on. I do sound like a weirdo.
Stale curry sauce on your hands.
I just love that smell.
How long? Like the next day?
Well, next morning maybe.
Are you absolute?
What? What's wrong with it?
Seriously, that's rank.
Well, it might be odd to you, Nicky, but
no, that's odd to a lot of people.
I just like that smell. I just like
no,
the smell.
No, not having that.
No,
not having
that's
it.
That's my favourite smell.
Not having it.
Okay.
Now, there's lots of favourite smells there. The great outdoors dominated the list.
Right.
Freshly cut flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Forests. Mm. Roses. Lavender. Honeysuckle. They're all among the favourites. Also included wood smoke, vanilla, fish and chips. They're all in the 50 most loved smells. Now, I have to say, somebody said this a couple of years ago to me, the smell of fish and chips when you open the brown paper bag after they've been salt and vinegar.
The vinegar out. Yeah. But I find it hard to believe what was voted number one, that anyone is going to text in the same thing. Now, I might be wrong.
Mm, you've been wrong before.
Yes, I've been on numerous occasions.
Milky chance.
Been one. We've been doing the show for 6 months. It's the first interview that went a little bit dodge, and Nicky's gone. Oh, that
in fairness to him,
Alan.
We caught him on a day he just woke up. You know what I mean? And you're German. Your phone German is terrible.
Don't worry about booking Paolo, Lily Allen, all the other stars we've had on the show. Milky Chance will be on my gravestone. Alan booked Milky Chance, and he was a little bit sleepy. Anyway, we're looking for your favourite smells.
Yeah, 51552. We want to know what your favourite smells are. I will tell you what the universal favourite smell is very, very soon. And as we say, it says here, often smells can take you back to your childhood and evoke wonderful memories of times gone by, which is very true. Might be anything. Stale curry sauce is Alan's. I'm going to take a break on that, Al. Okay, we're discussing smells of all things. Yes, if you've just tuned in, because there's been a survey to basically decide to work out what the favourite general scent across the board is. Some great texts in, some weird ones too. Infocare baby bath liquid. If I see it anywhere, I have to have a quick sniff. LOL. That's an anonymous text. No name on that. Another anonymous text. I love the smell of people lighting their fires coming into winter. Now that I do, I'll relate to that, because I think around Halloween there's always that kind of nip in the air, and you walk outside and you can just smell burning forests. It's Christmas time as well. Love that. Anyway, so Richie says the lovely smell of silage. No, can't deal with that. No, that's not for me. Trish says a new baby, the smell of a brand new baby. One in here says, hey Nicky, my favourite smell is fresh cut grass or petrol. To say, I do get the petrol smell. I don't advise smelling it, but I do get it all. Producer Al told us earlier on he loves the smell of stale curry on your fingertips. I'm just gonna let I'm just gonna hang on that for a second. Stale curry on your fingertips. Now, straight from the little carton as you're eating it, yes. 2 days later, Alan. Not good. Not good. Okay, let's go to a caller. Let's see what Dave has to say. Dave, you there?
Hello, Nicky. How's it going?
I am top of the bus, Dave. How are you?
Good, man. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Whereabouts are you, Dave?
I'm in Mullet in County Cavan.
County Cavan. Okay. But Hit me. What's the smell that does it for you?
Just years and years ago, my mother would bring us from a walk up from Kappa Road up to the back roads past Kappa Hospital.
Right.
And the roads would be just laid fresh. And the smell, that brings me back to my childhood. And it's stuck with me ever since.
The smell of when they're laying the tarmac at them?
It's Harmacadam, yeah.
Nothing beats that. There's something about that. But you know what I always wonder, Dave? The lads that are actually laying the Harmacadam, are they just immune to it at this stage?
I'd say they are immune to it. It's like the farmers with the silage.
Yeah, you know? But the smell of soil is just, I don't like it. But at least the Harmacadam's, there's something about it. What is it? What's in it?
I don't know. It's probably just a memory. And my mother used to always say, you know, kids with bronchitis or anything like that, it used to cure it.
Oh, it's good for your lungs. Yeah.
I don't know how it's feeling, you know.
I'm sure it isn't. I'm sure it's an old wise tale, but it's good. It's a good one. It's a good one. Thanks, Dave.
Nicky, thanks a million. Bye bye.
Cheers. Bye bye bye. There you go, the smell of hot tarmac. And I said it before on the show, I used to love bursting the bubbles of the hot tar in the middle of the road. Anyway, that was in Seagrange in Baldwell. Someone says freshly cut hay, but cinnamon is my favourite. The smell of cinnamon in New York City, if you ever go over, as you walk through Times Square, is very, 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 very strong. Someone says mom's homemade bread baking as well. Now, should I tell everybody what the big smell is? Okay. At number 3 was fish and chips. That was the most popular smell. But wait until you hear this. At number 2 was baking. 44% of people admit they cannot resist the smell of fresh bread, cakes and muffins. Have to say, doesn't do it for me. That smell, I mean, I don't dislike it, but it wouldn't be on my, probably wouldn't be in top 5, I wouldn't have said. But the winner, which is very surprising, and funnily enough, nobody texted it in. Fresh sea air blowing ashore has been named as the favourite smell. Fresh sea air. 46% of people naming it. That's nearly half naming it as a fresh sea air. I mean, okay, seaweed, you know, that wouldn't do it for me, but the fresh sea air, I get the idea, just the smell wouldn't do it for me. I don't know, but that's it. Fresh sea air is the winner. Alan, it wasn't stale curry, but we work on